Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to believe in people's resilience and strengths, creating a non-judgmental space for people to discover their inner strengths and wisdom. So I am super excited to introduce Christine Rimkus. Now, Christine is a certified divorce coach who helps women going through divorce reduce the overwhelm and cultivate resilience so they can keep their eye on life after divorce. In other words, she helps women get through divorce with enough of themselves left to have a rewarding, healthy life after the divorce is final. Now, Christine is a divorced co-parenting mom, former licensed therapist, and trained photographer, and draws on all of these roles in her divorce coaching practice. She remembers the overwhelm, frustration, and exhaustion of her own divorce and wish someone had been there to help her organize and stay grounded. Someone who could help her visualize and plan for life after divorce, because she was only capable of thinking one day at a time. So using her previous skills as a therapist, helping people identify, create, and achieve goals, and as a photographer, looking at situations with new and different perspectives, and her experience with starting her own business, Christine began her divorce coaching practice. Well, welcome, Christine. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you're helping women not just get through divorce, but recreate a life they love afterwards. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. And, you know, Christine, top of mind question here for me is always, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I would say the inspiration for going into business for myself was the flexibility of my schedule, for my kids, and the freedom to have creativity to structure or restructure a program. I guess when you say tipping point, let me back up a few years. After my divorce, I needed to work. I was out of the workforce for a little bit of time, and I really wanted to get it right. I wanted a chance to really enjoy what I do. So initially, I started a photography business, and it was something I had wanted to pursue for a while. And it had its slow start, but it's going well. I still have that business.
Okay.
But I found myself wanting to still help others. And I kept hearing their divorce stories, one after the other. And so wishing I had that help and guidance during my divorce, I thought, well, I started a business already. So I wanted to start this coaching business. So, regarding restructuring, like time and time again, I would hear clients express that they didn't know what to do when the divorce was over or getting closer to being complete. And they could now start to focus on a life after. So the big question was, now what?
Right.
So I really wanted to help that. And so I changed that component of the program a little bit to focus. So I guess having your own business, one of the reasons why I thought it would be nice to go into business for myself was the flexibility to be able to change things as I saw the need.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It always is nice to be able to express your own vision. And, it sounds like you obviously have a lot of creativity within you. Photography is very creative. And so it makes a lot of sense that, you know, you'd love that experience of having your own business, but it sounds like you kept hearing, you know, other people struggling through, you know, something that you had just experienced yourself, and you kind of knew the ropes, and, you know, you'd made it through and landed on your feet. Although I know that it wasn't easy, but, you know, through your experience, it sounds like it really gave you a lot of powerful insight that proved obviously to be beneficial to others, to be able to navigate through that, you know, sometimes really difficult experience. So yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I love that you're balancing both businesses. You've still got your photography business and mm-hmm. your coaching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's impressive. So how long have you had your coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time, or has it stayed pretty much on the same path since you started?
Like I was saying before, I was a therapist prior to coaching for about 6 years. And right. so I think okay. I began.
You started photography first, and then you were a private practice therapist.
Actually reversed. I was a therapist. And then I went into, and then I stopped when I had kids, and then I went into photography, and now I'm back into this role. So I felt like though I had been cultivating this role for a long time, even when I was a therapist, and mm-hmm. some of what I learned about myself as a therapist, and coach, you know, I take in client management, I take with me to this new practice. So mm-hmm. I've been a coach for about a year, and the vision, because it's kind of new, it hasn't changed too much, but I tend to make tiny tweaks now and then.
Right.
Some of the programs within the business have changed a little. I've added some attention to, for example, the breakup part of divorce, just because a lot of, I incorporate somatic work, mind body work around negative thoughts so people can keep moving forward, because that's the goal in coaching, is to keep pushing forward and not getting stuck in the process. So, you know, that keeps people from having that negative talk, would keep people from being their best self during the process, and leads to apathy and sabotage. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I started to focus on that. And then I used to also, I changed my elevator pitch a little. So I used to focus on getting across that I specialized in high conflict divorce. Mm-hmm. And I do say it, it's on my website, but I think I change it to my audience, because some people didn't know that they were in specifically high conflict divorce. They really didn't know what to call their experience.
Right. It was just awful.
Yes. So I think between changing a little bit about what I've, my business vision really hasn't changed, but I think I just tweak what I focus on and maybe how I describe it to different audiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. It does take a while to really zero in on that perfect message, and that mm-hmm. aligns with your ideal clients. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Yes. yes. But, you know, self-doubt definitely showed up at the mm-hmm. beginning of opening both businesses.
Right.
Questions like, can I run a successful business? Will I be helpful? What is so unique about my skills? Or, you know, this imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. you know, am I just faking it? So, you know, all of these questions run through your mind and almost keep you stuck in the planning part and not the doing part, you know, at the beginning.
Yeah.
So
just want to keep working on it, make sure it's just perfect before taking it out there and actually making that impact. So, yeah. Well, so can you share maybe a technique that you utilize to get past that wanting to just continue to plan. And then finally you took that leap and did get yourself out there with this impactful work that you're doing.
Sure. Well, self-doubt definitely reared its ugly head. I remembered that feeling from my other businesses too, or my other business. And I just kept going. I just pushed mm-hmm. past it because I knew that I had been successful in the past with helping people.
Right.
I just tried to remember those times, those specific times when it worked. I knew that I enjoyed it. I had done my training, you know, I knew that I could work through some challenges, but I think it's just part of it was just, there's this exercise video that I do. And all she ever says is just push play, just push play. And I always think of that, you know, when I wake up, like just go downstairs and just start. It doesn't matter what it is. It just has to, like, if I find myself feeling discouraged or it's slow or I'm not motivated, I think just push play, you know, just go down there and learn to trust myself, because I'm asking my clients to do that. And just believe that, you know, little by little, work on one thing a day, that, you know, I can kind of push past that.
Mm-hmm. Right. You learned everything firsthand of going through this divorce. And so, I mean, literally you could write the manual, which you have, right, through your programs and whatnot. But okay. Yet here's this little voice that chimes in and says, Christine, what do you think you're doing? Or, you know, whatever, version of that happens in your head. And it just like, where is that voice coming from? Of course I can, but sometimes we don't have that strength to just say, of course I can, but I love that. Just push play, because that in essence is what that's all about. It's just like, okay, you just hush up, you little voice, you know, I don't even hear you. I'm just going to ignore you and keep going. So yeah, I love that. That's great. Thank you for sharing that technique. And, you know, Christy, you're obviously an expert at helping women tap into their inner wisdom and strengths to not only get through divorce, but to create a life that they love. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
For sure. I think that role is still a work in progress. I never considered selling to be the huge part of my business until you open a business. You don't realize, you know, the different skill sets you need to have. I think you focus on, you know, what your business is going to look like. Do I have the skills to do the very thing that I'm saying I'm going to do? And how am I going to design my business? And then you design this perfect business and you've got all the skills and then nobody's there. So then you realize, oh, that's really big part of it. And it feels daunting. It feels really daunting because it's not necessarily the skill set you've been working on for a long time. So it doesn't feel natural for me, even though I do believe that I help people, but selling right after maybe their divorce or breakup story feels not natural because it's not something that, you know, I trained to do. Mm-hmm. So,
I totally understand that. And you're definitely not alone in that feeling of awkwardness, or, you know, a lot of people have, well, let's face it, kind of baggage about selling. Based on previous experiences that they've had with somebody, you know, selling them, manipulating, forcing. And so here, you know, what I hear you saying is that somebody's really coming to you at a very vulnerable state, right? They are in this divorce process and it's grueling. Right. It's a very unstable ground, and they're sharing and with you, I didn't want to say the word venting, but sharing with you a lot of inner thoughts and feelings and whatnot. And so what I'm hearing you say is that it feels awkward, or it just doesn't feel quite right then presenting your offer. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think that you're right. And venting is part of it. I think that they have just, you know, heard about, you know, there's a consultation meeting, and that is the kind of this me letting them know what I do. And I think that, you know, even that is, you know, I'm still selling the program, but then once they start opening up, it's like the floodgates kind of open. And so after that, you know, comes, well, here are the programs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it feels like not a natural transition for me. It's not my skill set to go into that part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
I would love that.
Okay, sure. Well, you know, and you definitely want to create that space. And that is one of your zone of geniuses, right? To create that non-judgmental space for your potential client to feel that comfort, to feel that ability to share with you. And, you know, what is very effective is to think about, while they're sharing with you what's going on, and maybe have some very strategic questions, strategic meaning pre-thought out, meaning intentional questions that help support your offer, your program, the process, any aspects of your program that does help them to make it through the divorce and create a life that they love. Okay. So mm-hmm. that's the end result. Mm-hmm. But when you're thinking about, okay, the aspects, the nitty gritty, the components of your offer, mm-hmm. you can think about, you know, questions to ask during this time that they're really sharing with you what's going wrong and what their worries and fears and challenges are. And then when it gets to the point of the conversation where you can speak then to the, you know, what they do want to achieve, mm-hmm. what they would like to have as far as their, you know, ideal situation, then you can start talking about, well, you know, if we were to solve this aspect and give you the tools to be able to reconnect with, you know, that part of you that feels like it's no longer with you, but, you know, mm-hmm. it really is within you. And you start talking through the, you know, like I said, some of the processes or methodologies or, you know, aspects of your program mm-hmm. that allow you then to more seamlessly transition into hope, you know, the hope for solving those problems, because you have an exact process that can support them. It's not like you're selling them a program, you're supporting them through this transition. And so your program or your process is designed to support them so that they can create a, you know, a new life that they love and they feel, you know, grounded in, and they continue on. It's not this debilitating experience that they're, you know, left kind of reeling from for years. And so when you build into your conversation aspects of your program, then it's an easier transition to just mm-hmm. continue that rolling into the how your program works. And you can address the specific areas that you identified earlier in the conversation. That's probably sounds a little complex right now, but that's the essence of it, is just to keep intentional questions in mind that allow you to then speak to aspects of your program earlier in the conversation before you make the offer. So it feels just more fluid or, you know, seamless.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And okay. Good. Really, I mean, I believe in the program, you know, I believe that I set absolutely. It up in a way. So absolutely incorporating that as we go mm-hmm. and tying it specifically to what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Would be more feeling more genuine, right? And feeling more less of, like you said, like, okay, now let's talk about the program. But all along we've talked about their very specific issue and how that ties to these specific programs, mm-hmm. then would just be seamless.
Exactly.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, that way it's not this complete shift in, all right, great. Well, that was a great part of the session. Now let's talk about this. It's like, what? So it creates more of a conversation versus, okay, now it's time for me to pitch you.
Right.
So yeah.
And
so
that's what I felt like. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, hopefully that'll help you, you know, feel more connected and aligned with your own sense of compassion.
It does.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of compassion, we've just been through about 2 years plus of the pandemic, which has created a lot of adversities as well as compassion amongst mm-hmm. people. And I know that it's created a lot of stress on relationships because now everybody's home, you know, or had been. And the kids, and if the relationship was a bit rocky, now there's no space, you know, to separate mm-hmm. Through work, and, you know, everybody's under the same roof. So I'm curious, you know, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
For sure. Well, as people have even, there's been articles about this, that divorce rates are higher, and you could imagine just by living together, you know, and being together, especially when we were in lockdown, there's no break, you know, there's no escape. So all of these problems come to the forefront because some people were economically affected. Sometimes there's no other place. You could before go and look for another apartment and separate for a while. Mm-hmm. And just some of those options weren't there anymore. And it created a very desperate feeling around divorce, especially when things started to open up and people started thinking about taking action. They were spent with emotion from the, you know, from the pandemic, and other fears were taking the forefront.
The health and, you know, finances and, you know, kids maybe, you know, doing school from home online, that just creates a lot of stress in different levels.
And then feeling stuck, you know, help me, I want out, but now what am I doing? I have to be very careful with my finances because we don't know what's going to happen. And so they almost approach you in a more panic state than before, because they didn't feel like their options were not, you know, weren't available. And often they are when we go through it, but the feeling, I think just of the whole year has been panic and fear. And so,
Yeah, I can see how the work that you do is just been so critical to help women just gain that strength and stability through this process, because the pandemic has really created a lot of, for lack of a better word, uncertainties. So, well, Christine, how do you work with women, you know, going through divorce who want to not only survive the divorce, but create a fulfilling life that they love? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. Love to. Well, the big part of that, and the reason why, you know, I started to focus on what now, you know, the what am I going to do after, is because that's a big motivator to get through it from the beginning, is to, you know, often you can't even think that there'd be anything for you. So you're just sort of getting through. And if you can think about that, there, even if we don't explore it in the beginning all the way, if you think that there might be something after, you know, you can motivate yourself. And so my approach is really client-centered, because that's the most empowering. So they drive, they're in the driver's seat. We do a lot of listening, approach the sessions with curiosity, ready to explore. In the beginning, I used to have like a loose plan ready, anticipate issues and think of the paths we might venture down, but that hindered the process and almost blocked them from discovering their own strengths. So now we just trust the process. I was taught that in my certification, and it is 100% true that you just trust the process. So you just sit with curiosity. And then when people realize that they have it within themselves, it's very powerful. So sometimes they just need guidance and someone to verbalize their worries and their guilt. They gain clarity that way. I think sometimes you just, someone needs to hold up a mirror so you can see your unhealthy, I guess, patterns, behaviors, and then you come up with your own solutions, and that people are surprised by what they, you know, what they can do. So, and being clear and focused and ready also saves you a lot of time and a lot of money in the process. So,
But it just makes so much sense, you know, as I'm listening to you talk about your process in terms of just allowing them to realize that they do have the answers, that it's not outside of them. And, you know, in the heat of the moment, and, you know, let's face it, a divorce affects so many levels of a person's you know, identity and regrets and guilt, and all these emotions are percolating up, and it really does cloud that sense of self. And so it sounds like your process really helps kind of clear that, that muck, and allow them to see that they still have it. It's not gone, that they, you know, in spite of what's going on and all the mudslinging that's happening and, you know, very hurtful, probably, you're helping them really gain that clarity and connect with their own wisdom. So yeah, that's powerful, powerful stuff. I love that. So how can listeners learn more about you and the work that you do?
I have a website that's pretty thorough. It goes into all everything that I do, answers questions. It shows you how to connect with me for a free consultation, and that's at resilientdivorcecoaching.com. My email is resilientcoachchris@gmail.com, and that's K-R-I-S. And also on Instagram, Resilient Divorce Coaching.
All right. So resilientdivorcecoaching.com is your main website. And then we can follow you on Instagram. And I heard you say, so you offer a free consult?
Also, free 30-minute consultation, and you can set that up on the website.
Okay, great. And so that is obviously a time that you can really connect and get an understanding of what's going on for them and really some of the areas that could use a little support around, I would imagine.
Sure. Yeah. Really defining what it is that I could do to help. What is divorce coaching? You know, what would be a divorce team? What would be the process? What would it look like specifically for that person? So they have a chance to answer all those questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. And then your email again is resilientcoachchris@gmail.com. Okay, yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, fantastic. Well, Christine, it's just been so great, you know, just listening to you share about your journey and all the wisdom that you've gained along the way. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, right? You have several, your therapist business, your photography business, and now your coaching practice. Can you share maybe some advice with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Sure. I've been there. So I think when I think back to when I felt discouraged or stuck, I think thinking about my why made me remember, you know, tap into why I did it to begin with. So what made me seek the certification or training and just sitting with that for a few days. I didn't think about the how. I just thought about the why for a little bit. And I thought about, for me, you know, what it felt like to help someone. It could be whatever it is that when you started this, when you first had that thought, what would be the thing that got you excited? Mm-hmm. What would be the thing that made you happy? You know, and I kind of sit with that for an hour, a day, or two, whatever you need. And then when I felt a little bit, I would just think of just taking little steps, take one step, you know, and then if it's that I needed to work on getting my first client, then I would do that for one day. If it was about designing the program or learning marketing, you know, I just would say, I'm going to do this today, mm-hmm. and not think too far, and then just kind of trust that process. And then if I had like a really good day, what I felt like I learned is that momentum really brings opportunities. So if I had a good session and the client just was so happy or I made a connection with an attorney or something, you know, I'd say, okay, now's the time to start doing the thing that, you know, anything for my business, because the energy and the momentum was there. And I felt like the more I stayed in it, the more opportunities came. Just energy brings energy. So I did that. And then also remembering that I'm not an expert in all parts of my business and I don't have to be.
Right.
So, you know, if I need help with finances, I'll get a financial consultant, you know, it's worth it. And if I need help with getting clients, there's coaches for that. You know, right. I mean, you just don't have to know everything. And I think that was a big part for me, because when I would sense weaknesses, I would sense, well, the whole business might fail, you know, and that's not necessarily true. And so you can tweak it, you can change it, you can mess up, you know, and that's okay. And then, and also the last thing I think probably would be having people that inspire me and motivate me on hand. They don't have to be in my field, but just somebody that is, you know, really a go-getter and an inspiration, and, you know, that you can just call and talk about things with, and talk about your, you know, your setbacks, and it can be someone from many different fields, and just to have some people that you talk to, mm-hmm. Can be really motivating and get you that extra energy you need.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like that instant boost, you know, a lifeline. It's like, oh, you understand me and you've been there and done that. And, you know, it's like this, well, okay, there's a song after this, the wind beneath your wings, right?
Yes,
it gives you that sense of like, oh, I do have this. So yeah, I love that. And of course, reconnecting with the why and not just, it sounds to me like what you're saying, and not just like, oh, read it. Okay. Yeah, got it. But just like sit with it and really rekindle that original spark and that sense of like, ooh, this could be big. This is really important stuff. This, I could see a lot of people and that kind of energy that, you know, was the original spark. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, realizing that we don't have to have a full toolbox to start the business to keep going, right. You know, skills are learned along the way. And, you know, look, I always use the comparison, you know, people go to college for 4 years, sometimes 6 years, sometimes 8 years. you know, to gain all the knowledge, and they don't step out and instantly have a job, you know, mm-hmm. then they still have to go get a job. And so, right. so we sometimes become really hard on ourselves in this whole journey of gaining those skills. So yeah, I love all those pearls of wisdom that you've shared. Thank you. That those were all great.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, Christine, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your experience in building your therapy practice to, you know, your photography work. And then, you know, because of your not so great experience with your own divorce, mm-hmm. it's like this clarity came over you with regard to, you know, a lot of people, this is stuff that I can help them with, navigate through this awful process and land on their feet so they know what's next, you know, what is possible for them, and really how to help them survive and thrive through that process. So I just love listening to your journey and how you've landed on this impactful work that you're now doing as a photographer still, and mm-hmm. as a divorce coach, helping women get through their divorces with enough of themselves left to have that rewarding, healthy life after the divorce is final. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. Thank
you. Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Christine Rimkus through her website, and that is resilientdivorcecoaching.com. And be sure to navigate through that and look for her free consultation session to get some very specific answers to, you know, any questions you might have. And then be sure to follow her on Instagram and that is through the same handle, Christine?
Resilient Divorce Coaching. Yes.
Resilient Divorce Coaching on Instagram as well. Okay, perfect. All right, fantastic. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Christine Rimkus. And as always, here's to your success.